Today is Friday, the 26th of December, the Feast of Saint Stephen.
God, in all your tender compassion, the dawn from on high, it will break on us, shining on those living in shadow, guiding our feet into the way.
The porter's gate sings Benedictus. Today's reading is from the Book of Acts.
Stephen, full of grace and power, did great wonders and signs among the people. Then some of those who belonged to the synagogue of the freedmen, as it was called, Cyrenians, Alexandrians, and others of those from Cilicia and Asia, stood up and argued with Stephen, but they could not withstand the wisdom and the spirit with which he spoke. When they heard these things, they became enraged and ground their teeth at Stephen. But filled with the Holy Spirit, he gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. "Look," he said, "I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." But they covered their ears, and with a loud shout all rushed together against him. Then they dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. And the witnesses laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul. While they were stoning Stephen, he prayed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit."
Mentioned in this reading are two very different people, Stephen and Saul. One is full of grace and power, who bears good news for everyone. The other, beginning his leadership as one who would destroy those belonging to the early church. Imagine what it would be like to be in the company of each one. Both attract followers. What might draw you to follow Stephen and Saul? What might God want you to notice about your responses? Stephen spoke truth that led to his martyrdom. As you hear the scripture again, pray for those whose steady witness to Christ is leading them to be persecuted.
Stephen, full of grace and power, did great wonders and signs among the people. Then some of those who belonged to the synagogue of the freedmen, as it was called, Cyrenians, Alexandrians, and others of those from Cilicia and Asia, stood up and argued with Stephen. But they could not withstand the wisdom and the spirit with which he spoke. When they heard these things, they became enraged and ground their teeth at Stephen. But filled with the Holy Spirit, he gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. "Look," he said, "I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." But they covered their ears, and with a loud shout all rushed together against him. Then they dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. And the witnesses laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul. While they were stoning Stephen, he prayed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit."
The Spirit gives wisdom and right speaking. Ask the Spirit for this grace where you need it in life at this time. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.